This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we considered helping the weak. In the magazine Christianity Today a few years ago, Robertson McQuilkin was interviewed about caring for his wife who had Alzheimer's for 25 years. When asked, "What did caring for your wife teach you about the Christian life?" he answered, "Since I've tried to bring my choices under the authority of Scripture, I didn't struggle about what to do. I told the students when I resigned as president of Columbia International University, this was one of the easiest decisions I ever made. But did I learn things? Yes. For example, as I was taking care of Muriel, I said, 'Honey, you're the luckiest girl on earth. You don't have a worry in the world. You don't have anything to plan. Everything is provided for you. You don't even have any guilt or sin to repent of. At any rate, I'd love her, but she couldn't love me back, and that's a painful thing. As I leaned over her one day, I thought, Lord, is that the way it is between you and me? You pouring out your love and caring so conscientiously, and what do I get back? A brief salute in the morning. We connect, grumbling when I don't get what I want, when you don't do it the way I like. How sad. Sad for him." End of quote. What I've found is that when I help someone who is weak, I learn something about my own deficiencies, especially in my relationship with God. And in reality, by helping the weak, I am being helped far more.